Houston Alpha, bomb net on G now.
Yeah, it looks good here, John.
Okay, fine.
How are you doing up there?
Oh, just fine. We finished eating and we're ready to darn this now.
Okay, fine. Do you want a quick briefing on the Traverse today?
Okay. One comment, Tony, that we were talking about last night that we didn't pass on, that the feeling we got from all the crystalline rocks was that they had a sugary texture to them.
Okay, we copy that. We've got the changes to the Traverse today are pretty simple. We've got changes to your cuff checklist if you want them, or I can real time them. I think we can real time them if that's okay with you. But I'll outline them now. The only change on egress.
Yeah, summarize before.
Okay, fine. The only change right after egress, Charlie. Instead of putting on the mag L, I'll ask you to put on mag M on the 500 millimeter. That'll give you a full mag, and that'll be all you'll need. That'll save a change up at station 11. And at the LEM site there, we'd like you to shoot off some pictures of a pan of Stone Mountain, but I'll call you on that when you get out. Otherwise, the LEM area is nominal. Then you go off to station 11/12, which will just be one station for about an hour and 5 minutes. We're going to drop the near field polar imagery up there. And we'll concentrate on big boulder samples, permanently shadowed sample, and the padded bag sample on the special samples area. We'll still like a stereo pans far field polar imagery of the crater interior. We'll try to get about an 80 meter base on that. And when you get up there, Charlie, I'll brief you on what looks like the best way to do that. And we'll return along the same route you went up, and about a 0.5 to 1 kilometer off the rim, when you still feel you're on the continuous ejector blanket, we'll call that station 13. We'll do the station 13 with the TV, and we'll lengthen it to 15 to 20 minutes. I've got a fixed time here, but I don't see it right in front of me right now. And that, instead of a rock soil, will be a rake soil, and plus a couple documented samples. And then the rest of the time will be spent back in the LEM area. We'll make a station 10 prime, which is about 50 meters west of your station 10. So it makes a triangle with the deep core, which will be south of it, and then the station 10, which will be northeast of it, and then station 10 prime, which makes the northwest corner of the triangle. And we'll ask for a rake soil at that station 10 prime, a double core at that station, a rake soil at station 10, and then whatever time's less than 35 minutes will be documented samples. The end of the EVA is pretty much nominal, except, John, when you go out to the permanent parking location of the rover, we'd like you to make sure to take a camera along, and we'll do an LPM measurement there after you've parked it, and we'll also ask you to try to find a dense crystalline rock, if you can find it. If you can't find a crystalline, then at least a dense breccia, and we'll do the rock on top of the LPM measurement. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to try to keep you to the timeline as much as possible, because we've really got a hard time for getting back in. I know that they won't allow us to go over at all.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, Tony. Believe it or not, the camera is out in the sun right now, part of it.
Is that right? Did the sun come down?
The cassette handle is out in the sun.
Okay, I guess we'll probably have to slide that back into the shade again.
Yeah.
Where do you think it should go? Why don't you just pick a place? I think you're better positioned in the back room. I'm sure you'll have better luck at it.
needs to be moved about 3 or 4 inches.
Okay, fine. And on the LRV, we're going to ask you to go back to the normal configuration on the PWMs. If you experience any difficulty, then we'll go back to the PWM configuration you're in now. And the attitude indicator on that pitch-up problem won't cause us any serious problem. Just when you do the nav update, try to park in a level area. And the back room is hoping that the nav problem was a temporary one. That'll be okay for EVA3. Either way, you shouldn't really have any problem because you can probably see the area you're going to, and you're going to go right back along your track, so we're not too worried about it if you don't have that distance. And we're projecting hot battery again on EVA3, and we may have some changes during EVA on that. Your mobility rates during EVA2 were very nearly those predicted, and we have a large margin of battery power, so we're in good shape there. Also, they mentioned that if you have a dust problem from that missing fender, rear fender, there is a way of putting one of the front fenders on the back, but golly, I don't know whether you really want to do that.
Yeah, I don't either, Tony. We get the dust from the front fender, then, probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. There was a comment from Apollo 15 crew that the front wheel didn't seem to bother them when they lost a fender up there. The back wheel seemed to more. I don't understand it, but that's what they said. And that's all I've got, if you want to go ahead and get dressed. Incidentally, it's a bright, sunny, beautiful Sunday morning here in Houston.
At like 13 minutes to 8, huh?
Right.